The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus addressed this parable to those who were convinced of their own righteousness and despised everyone else. Two people went up to the temple area to pray. One was a Pharisee, and the other was a tax collector. The Pharisee took up his position and spoke this prayer to himself. O God, I thank you that I am not like the rest of humanity, greedy, dishonest, adulterous, or even like this tax collector here. I fast twice a week, and I pay tithes on my whole income. But the tax collector stood off at a distance and would not even raise his eyes to heaven. But he beat his breast and prayed, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, the latter went home justified, not the former. For whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and the one who humbles himself will be exalted. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Have you ever found that if you get a good book, and especially a good spiritual book, and you read it, and then you go back to it again sometime later and maybe read it again, have you ever found that you get totally different and new insights? Good. And as you get older and grow in maturity and self-awareness and so on, you get more and more insights out of it. But I sometimes feel that when we come to a reading from the Gospel, like the Gospel this morning from Luke, the Pharisee and the Republican, the Pharisee and the publican. Slidey and flip, pardon?
I said we forgive you.
Good. The Pharisee and the publican, you know it so well, and you've heard it so often, that the danger is you don't even hear it. And that can often be true. And what I'm trying to say to you, and what I'm, put it this way, what I'm normally trying to do when I'm up here on a Sunday doing a little homily, is to try and give you a new insight into the Gospel that you've heard many times before, and also to make myself more aware of what I have just read, because I need to listen to. If I'm not listening to what I'm telling you and taking it on board and making change, then I'm really not being true. I'm not being honest, put it that way. So in the Gospel this morning, we have this little story that you're very, very familiar with. And there are two words in the Gospel that particularly caught my eye, and that sums up the whole thing for me, if you put it that way. And I won't ask you what the words are now, but I'll ask you later. And if you're listening, you ought to be able to tell me. So you better sit up and listen. They were told that the Pharisee arrived at the temple, and he began off by telling God how wonderful he was, and telling him how good he was. And many of us often feel like that too. We say prayers every day, and maybe we even go to Mass every day, and we keep all the commandments, and we have this opinion built up of ourselves and got a nice comfortable feeling about ourselves. But that's not what it's all about. I was telling them at the last Mass, this lovely little woman who calls me up occasionally, and she called me one morning and she said, "Oh, dear Father Dennis, how are you?" And I said, "I'm very well." She says, "Dear Father, I've been to 3 Masses this morning and said 15 decades of the rosary." "Oh, why did you do that, Denise?" "Oh, so that I can become a better person." "Oh, you mean better than anybody else?" "Well, just to be a better person so that God will love me more." "Oh, you know something, Denise," I said to her, "to me that sounds very selfish and a lot of pride. Have you ever confessed the sin of pride?" Because wasn't that what it was all about? You know, "I've been to 3 Masses and said 15 decades of the rosary." Blow me down, you know. Honest to God. So you got to be aware of that. Now, the Pharisee came and were told it was all about me and how good he was. And then the publican, he stood taught at a distance, and he just struck his heart, and all he said was, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." Can you see the difference? Beautiful, isn't it? You can feel those words. "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." So what was the difference between the Pharisee and the publican, really? And it hinges on 2 words. Anybody like to have a shot at the words? There's a brave little man down here. Well, that's very good. The publican was very humble, and the Pharisee was not. You're right there. Good man. He's listening. Good. That's wonderful. But the difference is, number one, and the biggest difference is, the Pharisee stood there and said to himself, the Pharisee stood there and prayed. And that's what I want you to take away from this little homily and from Mass this morning. The difference between saying prayers and praying. And most of us, from my experience as a Catholic, we're great, or not, maybe not great, but we're into saying prayers rather than praying. Saying prayers rather than praying. And they are 2 totally different things. Why do I say that? You can say prayers all day long, all week long, and never have a relationship with God, with the Lord. You can say prayers and never have any relationship with God. And a lot of people are like that. Saying prayers. What did the disciples, when they asked Jesus and when he taught them the Lord's Prayer, what did they say? Teach us how to pray. They didn't say, teach us how to say prayers. And that's why I really object to the word in the liturgy at Mass, where we come to the Lord's Prayer and following divine teaching and instruction of the Lord, we dare to say. I always put in there, we dare to pray. And pray the Lord's Prayer. Pray it. And I want you to become aware of when you're saying prayers rather than praying. Become aware of that. Become very aware of that. And number two, watch. Watch the priest. And say to yourself, is he saying that Mass? Saying those prayers? Or is he really praying? You'll be surprised how many priests just go through the motions. And the prayers are just said. But you wonder, are they coming from the heart? You know, if you listen, and I've been at this for years, trying to teach myself and become more aware of every word that comes from my lips at the altar. And right away, I become aware now, because we can all slip when, I was just saying that. I've said it to myself many times. It didn't come from here. It came from the head. When you say prayers, they just come from here, from the head. When you pray, it comes from the heart. Comes from the heart. And you know that. There's a little story about a guy, and he met his priest one day, his pastor, and he said to the pastor, have you noticed that I haven't been in your church for a long time? And the priest said, yes, I have actually noticed that. How come you haven't been? Well, he said, I stopped going to that church. There's too many hypocrites there. Too many hypocrites. And the priest said to him, well, he says, with a smile on his face, one more won't make any difference. See, you know, don't be judgmental. Pray. And when you pray, really pray from the heart. It's beautiful. It's moving. It's peaceful. You can feel it. And those are the prayers that touch the heart of God, believe me. So let's stand now and pray the creed.